Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast Today with Jay. There's a lot that fucking happened. I'm debating whether or not I want to like fully go into detail, but just know my mental health is struggling. I've definitely sought help for it. I'm talking to my therapist. She's amazing. I love her. Literally, I love her. I don't know what else to say. She's just 10 out of 10 amazing. She did tell me that I should definitely speak to a psychiatrist because basically, like, therapists can't, I mean, maybe some can, but mine can't, like, prescribe anything or diagnose me with anything. But basically, she's like, I can unofficially tell you that you have depression and anxiety. So I'm meeting with her tomorrow. I'm so excited. I look so much forward to meeting with her because it literally just helps me. It helps me a lot. It just helps. But I'm also meeting with a psychiatrist tomorrow. I did do a little bit of research because, I don't know, I just feel like, especially, like, regarding your mental health, it's really fucking hard to, like, connect with somebody and, like, not feel judged and, like, not feel like a burden. I don't know. If you know, you know. If you don't, it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I'm just nervous to meet with like a new person because it's just like, ugh, now I gotta explain everything again. And like, I don't really know what to expect from a psychiatrist because I was told that it's not gonna go as in depth, like with my feelings as my therapist does. It's just more or less to get diagnosed. Officially diagnosed, even though I literally already know I have anxiety and depression, and then move forward with the next steps. I don't really know how I feel about fucking like being on antidepressants. I don't know. I'm just nervous. I'm just like shitting bricks, fucking nervous to talk to her tomorrow. Like, she seems really cool. I definitely knew I wanted a female. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. There's no like particular reason. I just knew I wanted a female. I knew I didn't want like someone super, super old, but there was not like anybody like super, super young. And like, there was another girl that I saw that I liked, but like, she was really like religious and like tried to use like religion to help, but I was like, to each their own, but yeah, that's not for me, babes. So I went with my girl. Well, we don't know if she's my girl yet, but I guess we're gonna find out tomorrow. Hopefully this definitely helps me. I'm definitely trying to take all the right steps on getting better and feeling better and feeling back to myself fully again. But yeah, I've just been super anxious all day. Like, I literally left work early today just because, like, I mean, I did feel a little sick. Like, I felt like nauseous and I feel like I was gonna faint, but we all know it was my anxiety. It was my fucking anxiety through the roof. But hopefully, I don't know. I always psych myself out for shit like this, and then it goes good, and then I am like, okay, I could breathe now. I'm hoping that's what's gonna happen tomorrow, but we'll see. Fingers crossed. I don't know. But in the meantime, I have taken on the daunting task of planning my best friend's 21st birthday. So, I shouldn't even say daunting because, like, I most definitely fucking volunteered to, like, it wasn't like she was like, can you plan it? Like, no. I don't know. I just like planning shit. I like, aka, I like being in control. But yeah, so her 21st is in July and it's a Friday. How fucking fire is that? I think my 21st is like a Sunday. I have no idea. Let me see. My 21st is on a fucking Thursday. Even worse. And mine's in the middle of winter, so like you can't even do anything. It's really shitty. But I decided, or me and her decided, to maybe, you know, try to do like a little hotel kind of deal, you know? Like it's me, her, and then three other girls, and then her sister, so like six of us. But let me just explain how fucking hard it is to find hotels. Like, because, okay, we're all balling on a budget here, okay? We're all in college, you know, it's fucking hard, okay? To fucking, you know, drop bread on something, you know? So I was trying to stick, like, within a budget of, like, no more than $50 a person for the room. Because also probably we're gonna do dinner, maybe go to a museum, I don't know yet. All I'm up to right now is the hotel. But basically, it's like damn near impossible because her sister wasn't originally supposed to go. And it was easy to find rooms because it was like two beds and then a sofa bed. So it was like five people, whatever, easy. Now that it's a six person, it automatically, like, I guess like hotel websites, like, yeah, no, it has to be two separate rooms now. And I feel bad because like, then it's like, how do you decide like who sleeps in what room? I don't know. That's a can of worms that I, like, don't feel, like, opening and dealing with. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm confrontational when it comes to certain things. But then other things, I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'd rather fucking slice my eyeballs out than deal with this. I don't know. It's very weird. But, it's hard to find, like, hotels within the budget. Like, they're either, like, $1,000 a night or, like, sketchy-ass hotels that are, like, $100. I'm like, no fucking way with, like, one picture, right? Or they're in, like, sketchy-ass part of Manhattan where it's, like, nothing's around there. Or it can't accommodate us all. Like, it's just, I have to do some more research, but it's, like, really, really fucking hard to find a hotel and, like, you know, this falls on me. So, like, I gotta make sure I kill it. Because also, you know, we're gonna be vibing and shit and chilling in the hotel. So, like, it kind of has to be cute. And also, like, I'm sure we're gonna take pictures and shit. So, like, I want it to be cute. Not no regular, regular ass hotel room, you know? So, I gotta pull out all the stops. Maybe try to find, like, one of those cute boutique hotels. I thought I found one, but I don't know. The bathroom just looks like a jail bathroom, so I don't know. I have to look into, like, reviews on it, but hopefully I find one soon because I'm not gonna sleep unless that shit is handled because I am a worry wart. But yeah, can we... I want to fucking touch upon the Demi Lovato situation. So, let me preface this by saying, listen, I know eating disorders are no joke. I am not taking that away from anybody. I know she suffers from a lot of mental illnesses. Once again, I'm not taking that from anybody. I did watch the documentary a little bit. I watched bits and pieces. So, because honestly, I didn't really ever care for Demi Lovato. Like, I was never, like, a huge fan. I don't know. She just always gave off, like, problematic vibes to me. Or, like, she always just gave off the vibes to me, at least, that, like, she would always pull something just to get back into the spotlight. Like, I don't... Okay, maybe that's not what it is, because, like, looking back, like, watching the documentary, that's not what it was. But I don't know, that was the vibe that I was getting prior to watching the documentary. Now, I'm not too sure. But basically, for those of you who don't know, she had, like, went, I'm pretty sure this bakery is in California. So basically, like, the bakery, like, when you first walk in, you know how, like, in the pastry cases, you know, they have, like, the labels and shit like that for, like, what everything is. So I guess, like, the pastries that were, like, right by, I don't know if it was, like, cookies, cupcakes, whatever, that was right by the door were, like, sugar-free, some shit like that for, like, vegetarians, marketed. It was just, it just said, like, sugar-free, right? So she went, now mind you, this is like a little like mom and pop shop, like bakery. This is not like a franchise bakery, like whatever, right? So imagine like Demi Lovato with like millions and millions of followers coming at this fucking like mom and pop bakery. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? And like all her like ride or die fans are probably like coming at them like, how dare you? So basically, Demi Lovato had like posted on her Instagram story, like I think it's really hard to like something along the lines of like, I think it's really hard that you guys like do that because like for people with eating disorders and who struggle with their relationship with food, like it's just like in our face all the time, right? Like that we have to eat healthy, whatever, right? Something along those lines. And basically their bakery responded like, it's definitely for people with diabetes or like health problems who like can't eat sugar or like whatever they were marketed for, right? It was people with like dietary restrictions who literally could not eat them. And like I said, I'm not taking anything away from fucking eating disorders. I 100% like have no idea how hard that is, but I'm sure it is, right? I just feel like first of all, I feel like I'm walking on thin ice here, but I just feel like that was a little overboard and like kind of a reach for like something to start shit on. Like, okay, one, I get it, you struggle with your relationship with food, totally understand it, right? But not everyone else does. So why does everyone else in the entire world or the bakery or whatever have to alter the way they eat, you know, like just because you struggle with your relationship with food? And first of all, not everyone's going to know that you struggle with that. I guess her main thing was that like it was like right by the door, but like, and it was like in her face, but like, I don't fucking know. I just feel like that, like, has nothing to do with you. And that just, like, happened to be a coincidence that it was there. And, like, it's just, like, really a stretch that, like, she was trying to come at them for, like, putting it there and, like, claiming it. They were shoving it in her face. Whatever, right? And it's just, like, okay, so just because, like, you had a... Like, some people were saying, like, just because, like, she had a... bad relationship with food doesn't mean like everyone has to or like everyone can eat how they want, whatever. And you know, some people don't have dietary restrictions and just choose to eat like that or like prefer to eat like that, like don't like the way it tastes like with a lot of sugar. Listen, to each their own. And it's like, I just feel like it was a fucking stretch for her to like come on Instagram with like her millions of followers and come at like this little tiny fucking probably family-owned business about like dietary restriction pastries. And everyone was just like, I just feel like that was really a stretch, and I'm sorry, but it was. And her doing that, it was just like, okay, like what? It was just like, I just feel like how I said before, I just feel like it was like, okay, the documentary was dying down. Everyone's like, okay, shook. Okay, now on to the next, you know, just how like the internet is. And she just needed to do something to like get her attention back on her. I don't know. Like I said, that's just the vibe I get from her. And I don't know. I don't know, that's just kind of the vibe. But yeah, I just feel like that was just super, just out of like, all right, out of left field, like whatever. But yeah, oh, guess what is coming up? Mine and Michael's 3-year anniversary. I'm so excited. It is June 16th. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm really about to out myself right now. So, Me and Michael went to high school together. We started dating the summer before our senior year. And, but, like, I've liked him since eighth grade. Like, I would fucking talk to my exes about him. Like, oh my gosh, I used to be obsessed with this kid. Like, whatever, right? Like, we were in two classes together. And I was sitting in the back of one of the classrooms, like, in the back right corner. And his seat was at the front left. I remember this, like, it was fucking yesterday. And I remember I would sit there and I would stare at him and, like, fantasize. And keep in mind, this is when we were both ugly. Like, this is before our glow-ups, whatever. Not that looks have everything to do with it, but I was like, damn, I was really down for you before you hit your peak, but whatever. And, like, I wanted him. And, like, the whole grade knew I liked him. Like, it was so fucking obvious. And, you know, and, like, I wanted him to ask me to prom. I mean, not prom. Well, like, eighth grade prom. It was called formal. And he fucking thought it was a joke and was like, yeah, no, she doesn't like me, whatever, right? Whatever. So basically, like, when me and him first started dating, it was really a full circle moment for me because, like, oh my gosh, I finally got it. Because, like, after eighth grade, like, we never had any more classes together. Even senior year, we never had any classes together. So, like, our paths just never crossed. Like, he was really popular, and I was just, like, kind of, like, one of the in-between kids, like, whatever. And we always both looked mad in the hallway, or, like, he was in a relationship or talking to someone, or I was in a relationship, whatever. So, our paths just never crossed. So, basically, that's kind of why our three-year anniversary, not that this particular one is, like, any more special than the others, but it's special. Let me just be excited. 3 years is a long time. This is my longest relationship, and it better be my fucking last. It will be my fucking last. Anyway, but it is, like, damn near impossible to make plans with this man because, okay, our original plan, I don't remember if I mentioned this or not, but our original plan was we're going to go to Florida, we're going to go to Disney, we're going to go to Universal. His mom has a timeshare, you know, like, we were going to get hooked up with Disney tickets, so we didn't have to pay for, like, a place to stay. We didn't have to pay for Disney. All we had to pay for, oh, and the flights were hella cheap. All we had to pay for was the flights, the car, and food. That's it. Oh, and Universal, which, whatever. So it would have been a lot cheaper, right? And then all of a sudden, he's like, no, I don't want to go to Florida. Okay, whatever, 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 right? So I was like, okay, then why don't we go to, like, D.C. or Boston? Like, a quick little road trip, like a weekend type thing, whatever, right? Okay, yeah. Actually, let's go to Montauk. Okay, so I'm researching. All the fucking Airbnbs, hotels in Montauk, all the Airbnbs are bread, like $500 a night. And I'm sorry, Montauk is not that nice for me to go. Like, I could always go to Montauk, whatever. And to be honest, I really don't feel like there's a lot to do in Montauk that you need to stay there. Like, I feel like it's kind of like a day thing. You go and then you leave. Like, and also, if it rains, you're just on a beach while it's raining. So that's why I was like, no, I'd rather be in a city. So there's, like, other things we could do. We're not just, like, stuck all the way out east on a beach in the pouring rain, right? Because my luck, it would fucking rain, right? Okay, whatever. And then I was looking at hotels because at least some of the hotels out there have indoor pools. So, like, whatever, just in case it rains, whatever, right? So all the hotels, you have to be 25. We're both not 25. So I was like, okay, we're not doing that. I don't really want to do that. So now we're just, like, keep on going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Because as cheesy as it sounds, I wanted to go to one of those, like, couples hotels in the Poconos where they have, like, the heart-shaped beds. I don't know. Just, like, it's tacky, but it's, like, cute. You know, just for the one time, just for the experience. Just be like, oh my gosh, remember when we went there. You know what I mean? But, yeah. No, I don't really want to do that. So it's definitely a back and forth. And I want to fight him. But I love him, so I'm working through it. But oh my gosh, when I tell you, I fucking pulled out all the stops on the gifts. I'm not going to go in depth because I'm not trying to spoil anything. But basically, I did, like, the five senses gifts. So, like, one for smell, touch, taste, hear, and what the fuck? Hear, taste, smell, touch, and what the fuck is the last one? here. Oh, and C. Okay. I think I didn't say that one. So I basically got him like a gift for like each of the five senses, and I'm the worst at like keeping secrets with gifts because I just get like so excited that I need to tell him. So I told him like two or three of them. So I had to obviously get replacements, so it's like a good surprise. But oh my gosh, when I tell you, I fucking pulled out all the fucking stops. I'm so excited. I like giving gifts more than I like receiving. So I'm super excited, and I'm a really good gift giver. So I'm really excited for that. But yeah, I'm so excited for our anniversary. Like, I don't know why. I just have really high expectations for this one. And I think it's gonna be a good one. Our first one was a little rocky, you know. Second one, it was COVID. So third one, it's still fucking COVID, but you know, it's a little bit better. So we're gonna make a comeback. I feel confident about this one. But yeah, I'm super excited for the next few weeks. Oh, next few weeks, school is ending. Fucking, I'm gonna get help for my mental health anniversary. I'm going to see my dad down in North Carolina. I got a few good things coming, so I'm excited. And hopefully when I go down to North Carolina, I can film a podcast with my family. We'll see how that goes. I'm curious to see how that's gonna go. I don't know if I'll choose one of them or like if we could all do something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I just thought of that. That's a good ass idea. I don't know. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate all the love and support, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.